Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us. And I want to remind you all that we are sponsored by the One Institute. They bring us here to be with you guys each and every week. And you can find out more about the One Institute at their webpage, oneinstitute.org. You can find out more about all of our fantastic products at oneistore.org. And you can sign up for our newsletter, which I really encourage you to do, so you get all the cutting edge and up-to-the-minute information at www.drpatallen.com. With that being said, Dr. Pat Allen, you are live on the air.
I'm alive everywhere, but I'm happy to be on the air and alive today.
All right. So, hey, we've already done our shows, our Monday and Wednesday for December. So what have you been up to?
Well, right now I'm in an all-week conference, the Evolution of Psychotherapy, the largest group of therapists in the world. I've listened to Aaron Beck. I'm listening to Dan Siegel. I'm listening to the famous Michener, I'm having a binge ball. It's wonderful.
Ooh. Oh, that sounds awesome.
We're at the Anaheim Convention Center, and we filled up the joint. We filled up the Hilton, the Marriott. Whee! And my students are here, too.
Oh, that's awesome. That's amazing. A lot of big brains in there.
You're not kidding.
I want to tell everybody 323-203-0815 is the call-in number. And if you get through or don't get through and we call you back, make sure you answer the call.
Hello.
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, guys. So I have a question.
Hi.
I am on a dating website, and this guy and I met about a week and a half ago. Last Thursday, we went out.
His idea or yours?
His idea or yours? His.
Good.
Yes,
so you're the girl.
Yes.
You're the egg. He was the sperm.
Yay. Yes. I let him contact me first. We matched on the site, but he initiated contact, and we chatted, and he asked me out. So last Thursday we had drinks. Ironically, he lives two blocks from my house, which is funny. So we had great chemistry, like a 5-hour date, actually. We kissed and everything. It was really nice. And he walked me home. And after that, he's texted me twice since then. And then again today, this afternoon, he asked me if I was free to have drinks this evening. And I said, no, that I have prior commitments that I would love to, but I have prior commitments today until next Thursday, but I'm free on Friday if that worked for him. And he told me, unfortunately, he wasn't free next Friday and that hopefully we can get together after the holidays. And that's kind of how it ended. And I kind of now felt like it was a shift, but he was like, enjoy Christmas. And I was just like, well, why is he telling me to enjoy Christmas when Christmas isn't until over a week from now? Like, aren't we going to, you know, converse between now and then? So I just kind of wanted to get your feedback. Was I wrong to tell him that I had prior commitments until next Friday?
Not at all. And you were right. You were absolutely right. And if he doesn't want you enough to wait for you, he's not courting you. He's just trying to capture you. So we don't do capture.
What's capture? Like, what do you mean by that?
Capture is you be there when I want you, or you're a bad mama, and I may ignore you. See, a gentleman is a person who courts a lady according to her life. Courting is when he gives, protects, and cherishes you above himself in order to make points with you. If he wants you to service him, you're going to be mama.
I see. So what did you think about him asking me out at such short notice today, too?
I have no problem. Yeah. The rules book has not impressed me at all. My men can call you 5 minutes before they take you out. They have a right to ask, and you have a right to say, oh, shucks, I've got a previous appointment. But
right.
I'm available, let's blah, blah, blah.
And that's what I did. I said
I don't want you to want him to do anything fast, okay? He has he has a right to take his time, and you have a right to say you're busy or you're not busy.
Right. I guess I was just put off when he said the whole thing, well, let's try and connect after the holidays, have a good Christmas. And I was thinking to myself, did I turn him off when I said to him, I have prior commitments, which is the truth.
Dear,
I mean, yeah.
You made him mad. You didn't turn him off.
Oh.
We'll see that in the next 8 weeks. He's got 8 weeks to respond neurobiologically.
Right, I know that part. So you're saying I made him mad because
I want you to know your want is subservient to his want. Your not want is a test for his want.
I see what you're saying.
If he wants you bad enough, you'll hear from him. If he doesn't, he won't.
I see what you're saying because he is going into his feminine. He is 47, 47 years old. Okay, so that's all I wanted to know because I started to beat myself up and I said, well, maybe I shouldn't have said,
No, darling, you're turning against yourself. Don't do that.
Right, which I try not to do. I'm like, I try not to second guess the things that I say and do because it's not fun. Like, dating is supposed to be fun, and if I have to second guess everything that I say and do, it makes it not fun, especially when, you know, this is what I'm doing. I'm just duty dating and having fun right now. I do like the guy.
I've got news for you. Are you aiming towards marriage?
Yes.
Then you and he are doing the dance of getting married now. And I want you to do it like a lady. Passive, patient, and vulnerable.
Right, which I have been doing. As much as I wanted to text him the other day, I said, no, I can't text him. I just have to wait him to text me.
No, even gay men have top man, bottom man. You can't be equal. Equality in communication dulls intimacy. It's too competitive. Complementary communication. I want to take you out. Are you available? No, I'm not. I'm available this time. Oh, well, I'm busy. I'll see you after the holidays.
Right. And you said there was nothing wrong. Obviously, there was nothing wrong with that.
No, there was nothing wrong with that. But I cannot say that he was happy.
Right. And that's what I said. That's what I'm saying.
Happy is your job, not his. His job is process, performance, capture you, court you, date you.
Right. So like you said, right now it's nothing.
Control.
Right. So it's nothing that I can obviously do. Christmas, let me ask you this then. Christmas, would I be able to say Merry Christmas or should I not if I don't hear from him on Christmas?
Talking about a ritual stroke?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I kind of want to wait and see if he texts me on Christmas, but if it's like 8 o'clock on Christmas.
It's a little early for you to give him a ritual stroke for a ritual you haven't started.
Oh, I see. So if he doesn't text me Merry Christmas, then I shouldn't text him
anything.
No,
I would pass this time.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know. But, I mean, like you said,
I know he's not happy with you not being available. I know that.
Right, and that's what I could sense, even though we weren't on the phone. This was all via text, because when he said, well, enjoy Christmas, I was thinking to myself, well, why are you telling me that today? It's not even, you know, we're not even Christmas Eve or anything. We're over a week away. You're telling me enjoy Christmas almost as to say, well, I don't plan to speak to you on Christmas, or maybe we'll speak after the holidays.
I picked up his sensitivity, and he has a right to be sensitive, and he didn't do anything immoral, unethical, and illegal, and he has 8 weeks to reach out to you.
Right, exactly. No, I understand. It's like he has to understand that we all are adults and we have jobs and other things.
He doesn't have to understand anything. He doesn't have to understand anything. I'm not talking to him. I'm talking to you. You control yourself, and he'll respond positive or negative. That's his prerogative.
Okay, well, it's nothing for me to do then, but like you said, wait the 8 weeks now and see what happens. I mean, I want to get married.
You
got it. I kind of hope that he doesn't meet someone, I guess, that he vibes with more between now and then. I know it's the holidays, and sometimes, you know, people are lonely and looking for someone, so that's the only reason why I was kind of like, but it is what it is. You know.
Yes, it is. Let it be
okay.
Alone.
I will. Okay, my last question is, if I do find myself available next week, if anything opens up in my schedule, would it be okay for me to reach out and say to him, hey, Monday opened up, or no?
He said, I'll talk to you after the holidays. He already set the standard.
Got it. Okay. Sounds good. I will
passive,
just be patient.
And vulnerable.
Got it, guys. Thank
he has
you.
The initiative.
Right.
He has the initiative right. You have the veto right.
That's true. No, I get it. I totally get it. Well, thank you, guys. Happy holidays, because I probably won't be speaking to you next week, so I will circle back. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank
Bye-bye
you.
Now.
Happy holidays.
Okay.
Yeah, that passive patient thing, that is the tough one for a lot of gals these days.
I understand. It's the training. It used to be done by religions. Now it's done by science. I teach virtue through science. Everything in this conference today is nothing but science. Dan Siegel, science. I love it.
I love it. That's awesome. That is really awesome, because we base our stuff on that. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I'm coming from Brazil, and I cannot believe I got through. This is a dream come true to me. Dr. Allen, you have been, I hope you can understand my English. I have a really big accent, so I hope that you can understand me. I have been going through something very hard, and my mom actually gave me your book. And it has transformed the way I see life and I deal with things. So you're a true inspiration. And yes, I do have a question. I have been with my
First,
partner,
I've got a question. Are you
of course.
A man or a woman with your husband?
I have been a man. I think I have. I grew up with a narcissistic dad. I was the boy. I was the best in school. I was in sports. Nothing was ever good enough. So I got the bad training.
Is the hard time your husband's going through, does it have anything to do with his money-making ability?
Yes, because I think I have been mothering him a lot. You know, I also lost my young brother, quite a few months after I met
your brother.
My husband
died?
So yes, I made a yes. Yes,
how
he did.
Did he die of?
He got involved into a gang, and sorry, it's very emotional for me to talk about it. And he was shot. So it was a big trauma. We were very close. And
are you saying they killed him?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. Your brother was in a group.
My brother passed 7. Yeah, it was a trauma. He passed 7 years ago, and I met my husband 5 years ago. So
all right. So I think have you replaced your brother? Have you put your husband in your brother's place as a you're a better man than he is?
I think so. Yes. I think
okay.
so.
And so
I think I was the one cherishing.
Falling apart? Is your marriage falling apart?
Yes, it is. I think,
Do you want to leave or does he? Who's wanting to leave?
That's the thing. He wanted to leave. He told me that the reason was that he has been, we got married quite young. I was 26 and he was 24. And he hasn't lived enough. We married 2 years ago. And he has
and
been,
so
he feels
does he have another
attracted
woman?
To other women. No, he
does
told
he
me that
woman?
He has, no, he doesn't. He confessed to me because when he said that, of course, I felt in tears. I was very, disappointed. I thought we were very happy. But he confessed that he slept with a woman. And after that, he can't look me in my eyes. And he thinks I deserve so much better. So he said he wants to leave so he can work on himself. And he wants to be a better husband, because his father abandoned him and his sister when he was a baby. So he doesn't want to be that man. So before we have children or we build. So after I read your book and I hear your radio show and everything, I said, well, I had to pick myself together, have a life. So I'm doing a... I'm doing a second degree. I am trying to be busy, not crying and needy. And I said, well, if this is what you feel you have to do, you should do it. But it hurts me a lot, but I will respect your decision. And so since this has been happening,
I'm going to offer you something. If you can get him...
Sorry, I'm talking a lot.
if you can get him to get on the phone next Thursday, I will talk to the two of you.
Yes, he definitely would, I think. Really, yes, I can try that. I think he would.
But
can
in
I
the
just,
meantime,
I was just like, yes.
Dear,
what should I
meantime,
do? Because he.
Here's what you should do.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you right now what you should do. Number one, respect him. And the way you respect him is the way you talk to him. And the way I want you to talk to him is ask him what he wants and negotiate giving it to him. I want you to have ready Thursday the list of things you want changed in your relationship, and he would be willing to tell you with me on the phone what he wants, and we'll see if we can get you a 2-month trial marriage. But right now, he already knows he's your brother, not your husband.
Okay, she dropped, Dr. Allen. I hope she's listening, but she's not on the line anymore. So hopefully she's hearing this. Or I'm hoping she's going
to
hear this or listen to the recording later on tonight when it goes up.
Well, all I'm saying is there's nothing I can tell her. Now I'm going to teach or talk to the people that are listening.
Yes.
When you marry someone, You've got to decide whether you want to be respected or cherished. Now, she...
Hi, I'm sorry. I got disconnected.
Oh, she's back, Dr. Allen.
Bless you.
Good.
Okay. What I was just saying is, when a couple marries, they each have to know if they want to be respected for their thinking and doing or cherished for their feelings. And you are obviously an educated woman who basically inadvertently took over the job of mother to your husband. And mother is a man. Mom is really spelled M-A-N. But it's good for kids up to 10, but it's not good for women to stay mothers after 10. They've got to start respecting their boys. So,
and I'm working so hard to change that.
Well, here, I was giving you some directions. Don't ask him what he feels, ask him what he thinks. When you want to teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question him, you have to make an appointment with him for convenience. Honey, I have an idea about this subject. When would it be convenient? Then the third, when you fight with him, if you do not, raise your right hand right now.
I promise. I'm doing it. I promise.
Huh? On my honor.
On my honor.
To respect the man I love.
To respect the man I love.
Even when I believe I'm smarter.
Even when I believe I'm smarter, I definitely am.
Furthermore. I promise. To keep my masculine mouth shut.
To keep my masculine mouth shut.
Unless I have to call the police.
Unless I have to call the police.
A doctor.
A doctor.
Or a lawyer.
Or a lawyer.
First. Now,
but
when you
I just
see
wanted
him up,
to ask. Yeah, sorry.
What do you want to ask?
Yes, I just want to ask, you know, in my morality, let's say it this way, I believe in the monogamy and to be faithful, so it broke my heart.
Honey, I hate to marry. I hate to say this. Wait a minute. You people are not married. You're his mother, not his wife. And he's waking up to that fact, and he wants to leave and grow up so that you can be as magnificent as he knows you are. The only problem is he doesn't want to be your brother.
Yes, I understand. But it's what the situation right now between us is that when he told me that, and after I read your book and I hear everything you have to say, I changed my behavior. I start to focus on me. I gave his space. I don't call. I don't bother. And he comes to the house, to my house, I mean, to our former house every single day. He calls me 10 times
you know
a day
what?
To check
and
on me.
Do you, and wait a minute. Do you appreciate his courting you or not?
I do. I just
well,
don't know
thank
how
him.
To stand because it's painful to when I see him, I do wonderfully, but when I see him, it's just so hard when every time we see each other. So I asked him that I would like to not see him for a while.
No, honey. You can't ask him for anything. You have to get permission to ask him for anything.
I see. So I have to book an appointment to say it's painful for me to see him.
I got news for you. It's painful for him to be your brother. I'm offering, this is all I want to say on today's call. I want you to ask him to see if you can both be on the phone for a few minutes next Thursday.
I will do it. Okay.
And in the meantime, ask for permission to ask for teaching, for preaching. Do not mother this man. He's already sick of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Got it?
Okay. Yes, got it.
Good luck.
Right.
Good luck.
Thank
good
you
luck.
So much.
Thank you for calling back.
Thank you, Terry. Okay. Have a lovely evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
I hope they call in.
I do, too. I really do. She sounds very sweet, and I think it would be great, you know, to save what they've got.
Look, we know the brother was Semenin, or he wouldn't have been in a gang that murdered him.
Exactly. Exactly.
You see? So with that in mind, this is what I do for a living and a loving. So what else do we want to do? Anybody else on the phone?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he is telling me we have a new call coming in a minute or two.
Good.
All right, let's see.
Do you have any questions?
I do have one question. While I... Oh, here we go. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, hi. Thanks. Dr. Pat.
Hi.
Hi. I'm calling because a man is dating me.
A man is dating you. Okay. How long is he dating you?
And he's about 9 months.
And is he courting you or just dating you? Courting is the goal is to make a commitment for monogamy, socially, sexually, continuity, seeing each other and calling each other, and longevity, that your goal is to stay together for as long as you say you want to stay together.
Right, right. So, well, what happened is that he is hard to pin down because he's very busy. He's got a really, he travels a lot for his job. And around 6 or 7...
Wait a minute. Are you the man? Are you his mom?
No.
How can you say you're pinning him down without being a man?
Right. So I'm not pinning him down. Thank you for that correct. Thank you for that correction. Well, the thing is I have a very busy schedule myself. I'm a woman with a career. And
you're a woman, therefore your family. Do you have any kids?
No, and I'm 45, so I'm not going to have any biological kids of my own.
So what I'm saying is you have a career and you're dating.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
and
so what is
I have
this you're trying to pin down?
Okay, so basically he'll come back from a trip and he'll call me up and he'll be like, I want to see you. And
they do that. Men miss us when they're away. Yeah. Then what?
Yeah. And then I'll be like, well, I'm busy, and he'll be disappointed
that
I'm busy.
Wait a minute. You say you're busy.
Yeah, like,
are
I'm,
you telling
we
me
don't have,
that you have no time away from your career?
No, but I do have, I make plans for the weekend. And if
for
he
who,
calls me,
what?
On Friday.
Wait a minute.
I have a social life. I have friends. I have
He ranks below them.
No, he doesn't rank below them at all. But I'm not.
Does he
I'm not,
have?
It's not
does
like
he have to compete. Wait a minute. Are you by any chance trying to get married?
Yes, I would like to get married.
Then you have got to tell all of your girlfriends, and I hope you don't have any guy friends that you're socializing with. You need to tell all of your girlfriends, hey, if I get a chance to be with my boyfriend and my intended husband, I hope. I want to be able to cancel our social plans in order to see him.
Okay.
You see,
right.
Whenever you put, do you have any men friends?
Not that I go out with. one-on-one.
You go out with men friends?
No, I don't go out with men friends. No.
Okay, good. Because men don't like that if they're trying to court you. He may be not doing it the way you want, but do you want him?
Yeah, I do.
Now, would you please act like he's the number one person in your after-work life?
Okay. I can do that.
Yeah, because you can't do it your way and be a man.
Yeah. Okay.
He has to do it moral, ethical, and legal. Does he do anything immoral, unethical, or illegal?
No. He's moral, ethical, and legal.
Then he's earned the right to be a priority if you ever want to consider a man a possible husband. If he's just a date, stick him in with everybody else.
Well, what do you think about, like, when he calls at night? Like, you know, he gets home from work at 9.
And your phone is on? And your phone is on?
Yeah, my phone is on. And he calls and he's like, you want to come over?
Wait a minute. Why is your phone on?
I don't remember that one time. But, I mean, sometimes I do want my phone to be on at 9 o'clock.
Look,
I mean,
darling, you don't tell me. Don't call me after 9. Unplug the phone at 9.
Yeah.
That means everybody gets blanked out, not just him.
Okay. I got it.
Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Is your mother the head of the house?
My mom's dead.
No,
but
she was alive when she had you. Was your mother the head of the house? Okay, well,
she was doing the same thing.
Now, she died. But do you want to not ever get married?
Well, I already told you, I do want to get married.
Do you want to be the man or the woman?
I want to be the woman.
Then would you please consider your boyfriend, your future husband maybe, the head of your house?
Yeah, okay, I got it. One more question, if you don't mind, Pat.
What?
He's been very generous with me. He's been giving me a lot of, I don't know a lot, but he's been giving me expensive gifts. And
he's trying to get your attention. Giving you gifts is a man's way of letting you know you're special.
Yeah. And I feel
are you having sex with him?
I'm having... no, not intercourse. You're not having intercourse.
You don't have a commitment yet. You don't have a commitment. Does he ask for it?
I don't have a ring. Yeah.
You have a ring or you don't have it?
No, I don't.
What?
She doesn't have a ring.
Wait, honey. I can't get my statements out. Has he asked you to make love?
Yes.
Have you told him, not unless I've got a ring, promise or engagement?
Yes.
Have you told him? And he hasn't made love to you because he hasn't given you the ring.
No.
That's perfect. I totally support that. So why don't we just
keep on
dating him, but date him like he's your number one person?
Okay.
Okay.
But the thing about the gifts is that I'm wondering what is the appropriate way to thank him for the gifts? Because I'm not giving him
the appropriate way is
merely.
If he gives you an engagement ring or a promise ring, it would be to make love, but not a gift. Like a gift is a gift. That's simply a courtship gift. Just thank him.
Okay.
He has never asked you to stop dating. Is that correct?
No.
Okay. He has asked you to stop dating?
He has never asked me to stop dating.
Okay. So he's dating and you're dating. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So you're not his girlfriend yet. Do you understand that? He's what? Courting you with
no.
gifts.
Yes.
What are you saying no to?
I don't understand why he's not my boyfriend and I'm not his girlfriend, considering the fact
because he hasn't asked you to stop dating and he lets you, he doesn't have the right of priority over your girlfriends or your friends.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, no, he has asked me to stop dating. We are not dating other people.
You are monogamous dating him.
Yes, I am monogamous dating
but
him.
But he's not your special man because if a girl has a date with you, you don't see him.
I mean, I have plans on the weekend. Sometimes it's girls. Sometimes it's like I have I can't think of anything right now, but like different obligations that I have made commitments to doing. Sometimes it's like a service obligation.
Commitments are changeable.
Yeah.
Okay. All I can tell you is he's nothing special to you.
Okay.
He's trying to impress you. Men court with gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Women that at least want to.
And the thing is that if and when he does ask me to marry him, you're saying that I should have intercourse with him.
He's not going to ask you to marry him. Do you know why?
Why?
You don't respect him.
Oh. Gosh, you're being really
one
rough
of your,
tonight.
He's just, what?
You're like in a really bad mood or something tonight, Pat, because I'm like never heard you be so like negative with me before.
I can hardly teach you.
Yeah.
You're bumping up against me something fierce. You're doing to me what you do to him.
Well, I'm sorry you're feeling so disrespected, but I'm just confused because I've been.
I know you're confused.
Actually, I have a very good relationship with him, and I don't see myself making it that difficult for him to court me. And I didn't even really intend to go down the road of.
Okay. You know what, honey? Read my book, because you obviously don't want to learn from me.
Okay, thank you. Bye, Pat. Have a good night. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Bye, caller.
Bye.
Okay,
now,
so. Yes.
What I wanted to say to her is he's demonstrating non-sexual courtship in buying her gifts.
Right.
But she's not prioritizing him in her life.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
We've got a caller on. Hey caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, yes, Dr. Allen.
Yes?
Good evening. I, that last phone call actually inspired my question, and hopefully it's quick, but well, so when you're, so I've been dating from an app, and by the way, I'm the caller that called last week and got ghosted and he still hasn't contacted me and I'm just waiting it out. But, something that happened with him was he would wait until the day of or the day before to ask me for plans. And I would have plans with other guys from the app or sometimes other women or, you know, various obligations. And I really liked
him
and wanted to prioritize
him. Then what you're saying to me is that he too, like the lady before, does not rank above anybody else. He's just one of the chickens in the herd.
I know. I knew you were going to say that. I feel like I knew it was the wrong decision in that moment because I was getting bad advice from people. They were saying, no, make him, you know, make plans in advance. And I was like, but I want to break my other plans and be with him.
I got news for you. That's, that resides in a book called The Rules, which I'm advertising now, but I don't want you to follow it because in that book, it's called If He Doesn't Call by Wednesday, You Don't Go Out, You'll Go Out with Him on Saturday.
Yeah.
I know. To you. Men want to be a priority in your life. If they want to marry you, they don't want to deal with your family bossing you around or your girlfriend or the guy next door. If you want a man to know that you're interested in him, let your girlfriends and the people, now I'm not talking about dental appointments or surgeries, I'm talking about social events that are not, let those people know. If he calls, I'm going with him, and I want you to accept that.
Well, we had only had one date, and I really liked him, but, I feel like I screwed up, and I don't know. You know, at this point, I can't change it. I mean, we saw each other again after I said, I have other plans. I really want to see you, but I want to hold on to, you know, like, maintain my word. And he actually said,
Wait a minute. Maintain your word with friends. Your friends, they will help you get what you want out of life. Do you want to be one of the herd with a bunch of people, or are you trying to get married?
No, I completely agree with you.
You know, my book is Getting to I Do.
Yeah, I hear you, and I'm still feeling terribly about this loss and wishing that, you know, there was something I could do, and he was saying that he wanted me to, you know, reach out more and show more interest.
No, I don't want you to reach out. But when he does reach out, I want you to consider his request as the number one request, for God's sake.
I will.
If he isn't the number one, you can always use your friends or whoever as excuses. No, I'm busy.
No, and my intuition knew better, Dr. Allen. I really didn't even enjoy myself on the evening that I could have been with this guy that I really liked. And I stayed committed to a previous engagement and, you know, and I regretted it. I still regret it right now. So
Wait a minute. How many times have you dated him?
We only saw each other twice.
All right. Do you want to write a hi-bye to him?
I do, and I have.
What?
I do want to write one, and I have written one. I've written, like, three.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have written that. Do you want to hear
and
it?
Do you say in there, I made a mistake when I didn't accept your offer?
No, but I can add that now that I know what you're saying for sure.
Okay. And would you be so kind as to send him a hi-bye letter which tells him you made a mistake and in the future you won't do that to him and anyone else you might be dating?
Yes. And I wait the 8 weeks and then send it.
Ladies, if you're trying to get married, please don't make your girlfriends equal to the future husband. That isn't going to work.
No. No, okay. I feel terrible. He was really my priority. But, okay, so I do have to wait the 8 weeks, though, because I so want to reach out. It's terrible waiting.
I'm telling you to reach out. Wait a minute. I'm telling you to send him the hi-bye letter. The admission of a mistake.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay. Should I
remember
ask permission
what it is.
To
first
do that?
Paragraph. First paragraph, everything you liked about him. Second paragraph, the mistake you made in not setting him as a priority. Third, what you don't want to do is drive a good man away. Fourth, I want to be with the man that wants me enough to ask me to go out. Mm-hmm. And five,
okay.
I appreciate the lesson I'm learning about how to respect men.
Okay.
Got it?
Yes.
Okay? Well, good luck.
Should I ask permission before I send it that I'm about to send him a communication?
What? You're going to send him an amends letter. That's what this is.
So I don't need to make an appointment or give him a heads up, hey, I'm about to send you something. Would that, should I just send it?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. I just don't want to intrude on his world with this huge, you know,
text,
because that's
dear.
The only way
you
I know to reach him.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is what's curious. You girls out there, you're so busy prioritizing your girlfriends over your guy friends, you know, and then when I ask you to write something or do something, then you don't want to do it. You don't want to bother them. It isn't a bother for him to find out you made a mistake.
Okay. Thank you. This has been very clarifying, so I appreciate it.
Thanks, Carla.
Okay, good girl. All right.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
Well...
Yes.
I'm trying to teach.
I hear that. So we're having an issue there. A lot of women are doing what that we won't mention, the book that shall not be mentioned about, we got another call. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Sounds like a recurring theme tonight. So I had last spoken to somebody in June.
Yes.
And I did a ritual on his
they
birthday.
You,
and he didn't
wait a minute. Is it a man?
Yes.
Did he call you or did you call him?
I was letting him reach out to me and he kept pausing and waiting for me to reach out to him, and so he was getting mad at me for not reaching
out
to him.
You know why? You know why?
Why? Why?
When a man gives, protects, and cherishes a woman's feelings, he's committing to her. When a woman is giving, protecting, and cherishing his feelings, she's mothering him. A man is supposed to be through his Fisher King wound. Read Robert Johnson's He. A man's supposed to be rid of that, and that means that he is going to do what he wants to do to get what he wants. But if he's not done with his Fisher King wound, he wants women to mother him, call him, pay for him, be a free wife, give him babies. You can't imagine how much feminine little boy men want to be nursed and mothered.
Right. And he's left-handed, so he goes back and forth, too.
I know.
So he would ask me out and then say, let's go out on Tuesday, and then wait for me to follow up with him, and I wouldn't. And then he would text like 4 or 5 days later and go, oh, sorry, we keep missing each other. How about Saturday? And then not follow up, and then do
you know
it again.
What? That's passive-aggressive. And the book on
right.
that is Living with the Passive-Aggressive Man by Scott Wetzler. And the book means that when a man makes a commitment and doesn't keep it, he wants you to be mama, even if it's you're mad at him. He wants some kind of a reaction from you because he wants to know you want him so bad that you get mad when he doesn't keep his agreement.
Right.
Remember, when you women are with the man you're not interested in, and he stands you up, you say, oh, that's okay, because you really don't care. But when right. you get mad at a man for not keeping an agreement, he knows you care so much that it's worth it when he does it to you, passive-aggressively. But then eventually right. he realizes you don't care.
So I didn't reach out to him, and then it took about 5 weeks of this, and then we finally went out. And then I told
good.
Him that I
did
was...
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, very good. And then I was supposed to leave to go out of the country in a couple of days after that. And so he said
okay.
that we'll just talk when I get back. And then I postponed my trip, and he found out I postponed my trip and didn't tell him, and he was upset about that.
Wait a minute. Stop. I didn't catch. You didn't do what?
Okay, so we finally went out. It took about 5 weeks to go out.
Yeah, I got it.
And then I was supposed
to
leave. I was supposed to leave to go out of the country for a month or so a couple days later. And I ended up postponing my trip. And he was upset that I didn't tell him. Correct.
Wait a minute. What did you propose your trip for?
Business reasons. I had to postpone it.
Did you postpone your trip so you could get here?
No.
No, you did it for another reason. But you
yes.
didn't let him know.
Correct.
You didn't need
because
to
because I was
let
waiting
him
for him. I was waiting for him to reach out to me again before I did.
That's exactly right. And when he didn't, you had nothing to do. Are you in a committed relationship?
No.
That's it. He's just dating you. He's courting you. You
right.
are not courting him.
So he was mad that I didn't reach out to him and stop talking to me.
Fine. How long has he been gone?
Since June. And I did a ritual stroke on his birthday, and he didn't respond to me.
Okay, you did the stroke instant. You did the high-by?
I haven't done a high-by.
Why don't you do a high-by and tell him what you liked, what you didn't like, what you don't want, what you do want, and thank you for the lesson about how you don't want to chase men, and you don't want to basically, well, that's it. You don't want to be the man. You don't want to be mama.
Okay. So Christmas is coming up. Should I do the high bye before it or not send a ritual Merry Christmas to him?
Why don't you send the ritual one but have the other one ready if he responds?
Okay, so if he wishes me...
If he responds, you may be over the hump right then.
Okay. So do the Christmas first, so and then if he...
Yeah. Let's see what he does.
Doesn't respond.
Yeah, if he doesn't respond, then you can write the high-bye because it'll tell him how you felt about the whole deal.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
But he's got
sounds
8
good.
Weeks
Thank
from
you.
The ritual. He's got 8 weeks, so it's almost like into Valentine's
never again.
Day.
Okay.
Or never. He may want okay. a mama.
Right.
You know what I mean? Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. Okay.
Thanks, caller.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We are out of time, Dr. Allen. What do you have to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Most certainly and indeed. Everybody, we're so glad you're with us tonight. Come back and be with us again next Thursday, same time, same channel. And in the meantime, follow us on Facebook, go to our website, and go and check out our seminar classes that are on wantistore.com and sign up. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.